It's Friday. That means it's time for our Wine of the Week with wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg.
Tonight we are talking wines from California. I'm going to let Scott pronounce the county so that I do not look any more foolish than I have to. But that county is quickly becoming one of the hottest spots in California for premium wine production.
San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, San Luis Obispo. I knew that. Why didn't you say so?
I just did.
Yeah, okay.
So tell us about what kind of wines that town's churning out.
Well, they're in the central coast of California along near Paso Robles, or as they say now, Paso Robles. It's been driven up
scale. Paso Robles.
Paso Robles. But San Luis Obispo, central coast of California. What drew my attention to it is my son's looking to apply to school at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, so hopefully they'll get a copy of this MPEG with his application. But more importantly, they're making stellar wines, generally Rhone-style wines, but you can find just Cabernet is king there, as is Chardonnay, doing a great job there.
Well, let's start with the Chardonnay. What do they have?
Well, the 2010 Justin Vineyards Chardonnay. I find it really rewarding. Sense of vanilla, a little bit of baking spice in there on the nose. And then you get this tropical fruit, green apple, a little nectarine just lays down on a bed of crisp minerality. And then again, the vanilla comes back, toasty oats right on that long, lengthy finish. What I really love about this wine is you get all that for $18.
Not bad. What about for people who like red wine?
Well, again, Cabernet is king in San Luis Obispo. The 2008 Edna Valley Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon, beautiful wines. Now, what's really unique about the Edna Valley is they have an east-to-west oriented valley, so you get this cool maritime fog that comes in and sits there at night, and then it burns off during the day. You get these hot temperatures during the day, so the grapes really ripen. And you get this high acidity in it, and it leads to black cherries, dried herbs, and dustiness on the nose. Medium structure, but it supports a mouth-coating flavor of blackberries, a little cassis and sage in there. I like that. And then black cherry fruit, really pleasant finish. Again, $18.
Wow. 20 seconds, Scott. Tell us about a blend out there.
How about the J. Lohr Vineyards? The 2010 J. Lohr Gesture GSM. That stands for Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre. Sense of blackberry, a little dark plum on the nose. Gives you repeated again on the palate. Black fruit, dark cherry, black pepper hits you on the backside. Vibrant acidity, it keeps it all in check. Refreshing finish, $30.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.